previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
No load shedding for at least 5 years? Well, this morning, MoneyWeb is citing a report from the National Transmission Company of South Africa stating that the electricity system is adequate and will remain so as long as Eskom's current strong plant performance is maintained. From April to September, Eskom's energy availability factor was 63% versus 55% for the same period last year. The report said the focus on fixing the worst performing power stations and sustaining performance in the reliable units has effectively ended load shedding. The hawkish view by the US Federal Reserve on rate cuts is unlikely to deter the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee from cutting local rates when it meets on Thursday. It's the last meeting of the year, and it certainly looks as if there'll be a 25 basis point relief for consumers heading into the holidays. And Barlow World is in talks with a Saudi group of investors for the possible acquisition of the group. The consortium includes Gulf Falcon Holding Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of Zahid, and Ensure Limited. Zahid began acquiring shares in Barlow World some time ago through its tractor and heavy machinery division, and owns about 16% of the South African industrial. Barlow World's share up 6%, and some precious metals price relief saw the JSE close out the week mixed. The all share marginally up on 83,873, and the top 40 flat on 75,773. That interest rate dampener in the US pushing Wall Street lower on Friday, the Dow down 0.7%, the S&P 500 down 1.3%, and the Nasdaq down 2.25%. London's FTSE closing flat. Another mixed bag in Asia this morning. Tokyo down 0.8%, Hong Kong up 1.5%, and Sydney flat. The rand a little firmer at 18.13 to the dollar, 22.89 to pound sterling, and 19 rand 10 to the euro. The euro softer at 105.35 to the greenback. Gold is at $2,590, platinum at $956, Bitcoin now at $90,466, and a barrel of Brent crude, $71.40.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.